Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:14 British Summer Time. Today is September 18th. Well, the Fed stole the show today by announcing that it was not going to taper its quantitative easing program. And it linked its decision to the fact that the economy was not growing as quickly as it had hoped back in May, and that the unemployment rate hasn't come back as much as it had hoped for. But it also outlined the fact that since May, we've had this surge in government bond yields. And that's only to be expected. When you remove the possibility of capital appreciation, then investors will naturally demand a higher yield to compensate them for the additional risk. And that's exactly what happened, so that we've seen government bond yields in the US double over the last 12 months. And this 3% area has now represented a medium, or at least a near-term peak, potentially a medium-term peak. It's unlikely that we're going to see yields get right back down to where they were a year ago. But with the delaying of Fed tapering, it does mean that we've had this surge lower in government bond yields, and in terms of price, the 30-year was stronger by almost 2 full points, the 10-year by 1.5 points. And that suggests that we're going to see at least some ranging for the next few months, with the possibility that we're going to get an additional rally in terms of these prices. Now, that's the short-term outlook. If one looks at the medium-term outlook, then we've had this massive reaction against the prevailing trend, which is the largest pullback in terms of the total return index that we've seen in 30 years. It's not something that can simply be ignored. And the rally that has begun today and has probably got some legs and will probably go a bit further can probably be looked at as an opportunity to lighten some exposure to some of these longer dated government bonds over the next few months. So we've got a short term trading opportunity in terms of the upside, which is likely to give us a medium term selling opportunity once it has exhausted itself. Then when we look at the bond instruments that have done worst, which are municipal bonds and mortgage REITs, well, the extension of quantitative easing is likely to really be of great benefit to them. So we're going to see an additional unwinding of their oversold conditions. But that should also be regarded as an opportunity to lighten. It is worth considering that the Fed did not remove tapering from the table, but really delayed it, so that we are back to business in terms of the risk trade and risk on at this stage. But it hasn't got a particularly long shelf life when we think about when the tapering is actually going to occur. But for the moment, it suggests that short-term oversold conditions are going to be unwound in anything that was had been quite depressed. And certainly municipal bonds fall into that category in the fixed income space. In the commodities space, gold had pulled back to $1,300 and was stronger today by over $50. So large upside key day reversal on gold today. And that's a higher reaction low above the June low at 1180. And a sustained move now below $1,300 would be required to really check potential for some additional upside here for gold, and at least higher to lateral ranging over the medium term. And it was a pretty positive day right across the commodity sector. The industrial metals, a number of which had pulled right back to test the lower side of their respective ranges, had quite large upward dynamics in here today. So that's also generally positive. Now, on a stock market front, the S&P 500 moved to a new all-time high in here today. It was up by over 1%. The NASDAQ 100 pushed on to new recovery highs. It was also up by 1%. The Dow Jones is back up to the upper side of its range. I hadn't looked at the chart before I started the audio, but it's obviously quite firm. And the Russell 2000 also pushed on to new all-time highs. Now, we're seeing short-term overbought conditions evident on just about all of these indices, but in the absence of clear downward dynamics, I think we probably have to give the upside the benefit of the doubt in here. Also in the commodity complex, oil, which had been pulling back, was stronger today by over $2. And the main, on the injury list in here today was the US dollar. If the Fed is going to prolong the quantitative easing, then any of the reasons to be bullish about the prospects for the US dollar over the short term or even the medium term are pretty much on the back burner at the present time. So the euro was stronger today by 1.5 cents, and the pound by over, well, just about 2.25 cents. The Australian dollar by 1.6 cents, and the yen, having been as low today as 99.34, closed out the day closer to 98 even. So we're seeing that the dollar strength is being unwound, and where that is likely to be most keenly felt is in some of those Asian currencies, which had been so very weak relative to the US dollar and had been unwinding their short-term oversold conditions. Well, the extension of quantitative easing makes them a more attractive target in here for foreign investors. So we can anticipate that they're going to continue to unwind their short-term oversold conditions and that their currencies will experience an additional bounce in here. And the Asia dollar index, which has been largely range-bound for the last 18 months, is right at the lower side of its range. And it does look like now there's the prospect of it getting back up towards the upper side of its range has increased fairly substantially in here. So what can we conclude from all of this? It really is that the risk assets that have been a little bit reticent in here, or people have been a bit reticent about, over the last few months, as the prospect of tapering and the expectation that it was going to get going in here today has been refuted, would suggest that risk assets are back on the menu from the perspective of leveraged investors, at least for the next few months. But we are approaching the end of extraordinary monetary easing for the US economy. And while it has been prolonged for the next few months and potentially even into 2014, the weakness that we've seen in government bonds and the spike higher in yields that we've had will take a lot of unwinding. And the most likely scenario is that government bond yields have bottomed and that the current rally is likely to be an opportunity to get out of some of those positions. And once that rally has run its course, then the risks of tapering will be brought back onto the table. In the meantime, the rally that has taken place in gold is very encouraging indeed, and it does look like it has further to go on the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.